Lord Gaurachandra worshipped Lord Vishnu in his temple. And then he quickly went to meet all the devotees. He told them, "Last night, I had a wonderful dream. A chariot came and stood in front of my door. The chariot's flag had a palm leaf drawn on it. This chariot was meant to carry one from this temporary material existence to the absolute reality. Within the chariot was a colossal figure. He carried a plow on his large shoulders. He was moving about as if he were restless. In his left hand, he carried a renunciant water pipe, which was wrapped over by cane reeds. Both his upper cloth and his lower dress were blue. A beautiful earring pierced his left earlobe. His whole appearance and demeanor indicated that he was Lord Balaram. Upon speaking, he repeated a question at least 10 or 20 times, saying, 'Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit?'" Lord Chaitanya continued to speak. "Never before have I seen such a formidable looking mendicant. I felt great respect for this person and I asked, 'I see that you're a great personality. Who are you?' Smiling, he replied, 'I am your brother. Tomorrow we shall get to know each other.' His words increased my delight and I began to feel that he and I were the same person." In the middle of the narration, Lord Chaitanya went into an ecstatic trance and entered into the mood of Lord Balaram. He began to roar and loudly shout, "Bring me Madhu, bring me Madhu." His thundering voice seemed to burst the eardrums. Srivats Pandit said, "Listen, dear Lord, the Madhu that you desire is to be received only from you. Therefore, mercifully distribute your Madhu so that you and all may partake of its ecstasy." The devotees, a little afraid and trembling at the seemingly uncontrolled mood of the Lord, stayed at a distance from the Lord, thinking to themselves, "Certainly, there must be a great reason for this manifestation of the Lord's ecstasy." Then Murari Gupta, the beloved devotee and friend of Lord Ramachandra, and participant in Lord Gaurachandra's pastimes, he began to explain the inner meaning of the Lord's dream. "Oh my Lord, my feeling is that your dream indicates that a great personality has come to Navadvipa. A few days earlier, you had already said that soon we would all meet a great personality." The Lord then said to Sri Haridas Thakur and to Srivas Pandit, "Go and discover this great personality." On the order of Lord Chaitanya, the two great spiritual stalwarts left and roamed around Navadvipa searching. On the way, they discussed, "Maybe Lord Balaram has himself come."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
They went about looking everywhere with great happiness, but could not find a single trace of the person they were searching for. After 9 hours of intensive searching, they returned and humbly submitted their report to the Lord. We could not find him anywhere. We looked everywhere. We went to all the homes of the Vaishnavas. We spoke to sannyasis and we visited all the householders. We even went to the houses of atheists and Mayavadis. Nevertheless, we were unsuccessful. We looked in every house in Navadvip. The only houses we did not see were the ones on the outskirts of Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya smiled, indicating that Lord Nityananda was a very mysterious person.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama.
Everyone,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Lord Chaitanya laughed mildly, and he said, "Come with me, and let us go find him." All the devotees became jubilant and chanted, "Jai Shri Krishna, Haribo!" As they went with the Lord took all the Vaishnavas directly to the house of Nandanacharya. Inside the house, they saw where it was a great personality, effulgent like a million suns. Without proper spiritual vision, one cannot see Lord Nityananda. A sweet smile played upon his lips. He was blissfully absorbed in meditation upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing this towering spiritual stalwart, Lord Vishwambar, along with all the devotees, offered their full prostrated obeisances. They arose respectfully and looked upon Sri Nityananda with great awe and reverence, without speaking a word. Lord Vishwambar stood at the head of all the Vaishnavas, directly in front of Lord Nityananda, who immediately recognized Lord Vishwambar as the beloved Lord of his heart. Lord Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was also known as Nimai Pandit, was looking so beautiful, even more beautiful than Cupid himself. A fragrant flower garland hung around his neck. His face was decorated with sandalwood paste, and he wore fine, nice clothing. What is gold glittering next to the Lord's effulgence? The full moon has lost interest in her own beauty, and she yearns to see the glowing face of the Lord. How enchanting they look, Nityananda and Lord Gauranga, as they roam around Navadweep with the devotees chanting the holy name of Hari. What is the luster and value of pearls next to the teeth of the Lord? One is sure to lose his mind at the sight of the Lord's beautiful cascading black hair, which is tied in a topknot, next to the pinkish, graceful lotus eyes of the Lord. The beauty of all other lotuses looked faded and seemed to disappear. His long hands extend down to his knees, and the thin line of his Brahmin thread hangs loosely across his broad and expansive chest. A thin and perfect tilak decorates his broad forehead. Without any jewelry or ornaments, every limb of his beautiful body looks exquisite and captivating. Whence goes the brilliance of millions of precious gems compared to his dazzling nails? What use do I have for ambrosia when I see the sweet smile of the Lord hung upon his lips? Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone,
Hare Krishna.
Within his heart, Lord Nityananda was certain that Sri Vishwambar, who now stood before him, was none other than his beloved Supreme Lord. Overwhelmed with bliss, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was stunned with ecstasy. He stared unblinkingly at the beautiful face of the Lord. Upon seeing the bewilderingly beautiful form of the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu wanted to taste that beauty, to drink the beauty, to embrace the beauty, and absorb the beauty. To everyone's astonishment, while Lord Nityananda was looking at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stood speechless, completely enchanted by the wondrous splendor of the Lord. Lord Gaurachandra is the super soul within everyone's heart. Therefore, he knew Lord Nityananda's heart, that Gaurachandra acted in such a way that Lord Nityananda's glories would be revealed. He indicated to Srivas Thakur to recite a verse from the Bhagavatam, and Srivas Thakur immediately said, Bahapitam natavarabhu kanayokanikaram. At that time, Srivas Thakur said, Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan dressed as the greatest of dancers. A peacock feather was threaded into his crown, and his ears were decorated with hanging blue kanikara flowers. His golden yellow dress glistened as he wore the effulgent Vaijayanti jewel garland around his neck. The land that carries the impression of Krishna's lotus feet, the conch shell disc lotus and club, is Vrindavan, his place of transcendental pastimes. And to Krishna's lips, he touched the flute, which filled with nectar as he played an enchanting melody. At the same time as Krishna wandered in the forest of Vrindavan playing his flute, his cowherd boyfriend sang his beauty and of his glories. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu heard this verse, he fell down unconscious. While Lord Nityananda lay in ecstatic bliss, Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Pandit, recite more, recite more. And after some time, Nityananda Prabhu regained his external consciousness and began crying tears of joy. The more he heard the verses, the more they increased his mad love for Krishna. His ecstatic roaring filled the universe and pierced through the coverings of this material world. Nityananda suddenly leapt up, and he crashed to the ground. And everyone thought that the bones of his body were smashed. Seeing this, the devotees became very afraid and loudly uttered, Krishna, Krishna, please save him, please save him. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground, his body covered with tears of love. Long and recurrent sighs escaped his mouth as he looked deeply into Lord Vishwambhara's face. Lord Nityananda felt great ecstasy, and often he laughed aloud. Sometimes he jumped and danced, and sometimes he wrestled, and at other times he hung his head quietly. Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees began to cry in joy. Seeing such total absorption and madness and love of Krishna, it became impossible for the Vaishnavas to hold Nityananda Prabhu still. When the devotees failed, Lord Vishwambhar held Nityananda Prabhu in an embrace. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nityananda, Nityananda immediately became still. The Lord, to whom he was absolutely surrendered, now embraced him. Nityananda Prabhu allowed himself to be held without endeavor. Lord Chaitanya flooded Lord Nityananda with ecstatic tears of love. He lay unconscious, drained of all strength. Both Nityananda and Chaitanya wept, overwhelmed with joy. The intensity of love between Chaitanya and Nityananda is very difficult to describe. When Nityananda Prabhu came out of his ecstatic trance, all the devotees began loudly chanting Lord Hari's name. Vishwambar was embracing Nityananda, and Gadadhar Pandit smiled, thinking how their lordship's roles had been reversed. Now, Nityananda, the servant, lies within the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
began speaking. This is the most glorious day in my life. Today I have seen the embodiment of loving devotion to the Supreme Lord, the essence of the four Vedas. Only the Supreme Lord himself can manifest such intense ecstasy. Whoever sees the loving ecstasy and devotion of Nityananda will never be rejected by Lord Krishna. Now I understand you, Lord Nityananda, are the full-fledged manifestation of the Lord's energy. You are none different from him. The living entities can obtain loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna simply by worshipping you. I can now understand that Lord Krishna intends to purify and redeem me as he is giving me your association. For even a moment's association with you can dissolve millions and millions of sins. It is my great fortune that I am able to see your lotus feet. I know that if I worship your lotus feet, I will surely receive love for Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu began to speak. He said, I extensively toured all places of pilgrimage, but I could only see the place and not Krishna, the Supreme Lord. I asked some good people why their altars were standing empty. I do not see him in his own place, I said. Where is Krishna? Where did he go? They all replied, Krishna has gone to Gaudadesh, Bengal. He was in Gaya recently, and not so long ago, he returned to Bengal. When I came to Nadia, I was greeted by jubilant chanting of the Lord's holy name, and someone told me that Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had appeared here. I've heard that in Nadia, even the most wretched fallen souls could get liberation. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu said, being such an abominable wretch, I have come here. Lord Vishwambar replied, we are most fortunate that a devotee such as yourself is amongst us now. Moreover, we are very grateful for the Lord that today we have seen your ecstatic tears of love of Krishna. All all the devotees began to express their joy at the meeting between, seeing the meeting between Lord Caitanya and Lord Nityananda. And anyone who hears about the meeting of Nityananda and Gaurachandra is certainly freed from material bondage. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's glories are unlimited. No one can fully know him. Even if Sri Mahadev, who is the greatest yogi, a pure devotee, and himself a controller in this material world, he cannot fully fathom the limits of Lord Nityananda's transcendental nature. If one criticizes or offends Nityananda Prabhu, not knowing his sublime transcendental attributes, then although one is constitutionally an eternal servant of Krishna, one becomes forever rejected from the path of devotional service to see Vishnu. Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes this chapter saying, Lord Nityananda is the object of Lord Chaitanya's complete love, and my heart's desire is that Lord Nityananda will reside in my heart as my most beloved Lord and Master. By his grace, I have developed attachment and attraction for Lord Chaitanya. It is by his order that I write these wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. One who desires to cross over this ocean of ignorance and drown in the nectarine ambrosia of Krishna Prema must take shelter of the lotus feet of Nitai Chandra. Whoever attentively glorifies these wonderful pastimes will be blessed by Sri Vishwambar along with all his associates. The name of Sri Vishwambar is extremely rare and precious in this world and indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the life and soul of everyone's transcendental love. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul, says Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Krishna Thank you.
Thank you.